And I tell you what, there's still frozen footprints. People have already swum here. They don't go unnoticed. There's frozen footprints on the floor. Do you know what I really like? I like people who have their little routine. And I've got to catch up with Stephen. He's come about 5 minutes before me. And he's got this beautiful routine of the first thing he does is he puts his little blanket down. Mm. And I find that so extraordinary. Mm. Where does this blanket live in your car?
In the back seat. It's the back seat.
Okay. So just describe, when you arrive here, what's the first thing you do when you park your car?
I wrap up my towel and my cocoa butter and my costume in my blanket.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then?
And then I, what do I do? I turn the radio off.
Yeah.
And I stroll into this oasis of whatever.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you do the same thing almost every day, right?
I know.
We've just reached your little blanket, so it looks just beautiful.
I shall have to break it up.
No. You see, I was just saying before, it is this mixture of having a routine and yet being open to the unexpected when you actually walk through that tunnel and see the pool open up in front of you. Would you agree?
Mm. Well, it's not unexpected. It is different. I mean, yesterday, it was like a wave machine in here with the light creating intricate patterns on the bottom of the pool. And today, it's so gentle.
Yes, yes. Well, this is what I love about it. There's always, you know, something different to look out for and to look forward to when you actually go through that little tunnel.
The portals, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what's on the agenda now that you've reached the pool and you're here?
I shall follow my rituals and routines.
Which are
I will feast my eyes on the water and the light. I will rub the tender parts of my body with cocoa butter, and then I shall immerse myself head first. I shall dive into the water, uh-huh, at least two strokes underneath the water before, yeah, I surface, and I shall meander to the shallow end, and then I shall pretend I'm in the Ganges and lift up water and trickle it over my head.
Wow.
And I will, yeah, be purified.
That's very true. I've seen you do that. Great. You'll be happy to know that Sangeeta the other day plugged up all her courage and she actually dived in. And then when I asked her why, she said, it's because of Stephen. So you even have an influence on other members. Isn't that amazing?
I've been pressuring her for months to begin to dive. As a child, she described to me how she learnt to dive by, mm-hmm, going through hoops.
Yeah. So, that's nice. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. She's bringing her own blanket one morning, and we're going to be a synchronized diving
display. Fantastic. Well, I look forward to that. Okay, I've got to get in. But that light on the water, look at it. So fantastic. I'm still going to try and do two lengths, although I can see that Wendy is down to width. But hey, you know, got to see. I'll see. Stephen, I'll catch up with you later. Thank you for that.